she really endorsed the St. Gallen guidelines. And one of the issues around the St. Gallen guidelines, I think they've been pretty controversial. They're not totally evidence-based, and not that they ever have been, but I think in some ways they're less evidence-based than they ever were. And they really reflect a personal opinion, I think, by a number of the people involved in that process, that we're starting to be able to divide patients out as to targeted therapies in a new way. And it's so ironic because it's a new way that's an old way, because it's around the issue of whether estrogen receptor suggests differences in response to chemotherapy. And that's an old story. I think Mark Lipman published about this years ago in the 70s in the New England Journal, saying that chemotherapy worked better in ER-negative than ER-positive patients. And I think other people tried to reproduce that in small metastatic disease studies. It wasn't reproducible. And everyone said, dumb idea, wrong thing. I think he may actually have been right. And now that we're seeing different analyses looking at very high levels of estrogen receptor, very low levels or negative levels, you probably can pick out the low level or negative patients as being more responsive to chemotherapy. And the people who have very high levels of receptor, ER and PR, as being not very responsive to chemotherapy and not gaining much additional benefit from it. And I think this is still at a hypothesis generating stage. The St. Gallen guidelines have taken it farther and really said you should practice this way. And they may well be right. I think that idea is much more accepted in Europe and much less accepted in the US or in North America, maybe in general, where chemotherapy is much more the default position or the maybe even the knee-jerk reaction. And when you think about breast cancer, hormone therapies have been so effective for so long and are even more effective now. And I think we may have been missing the boat about some of this. There may be certain patients that even that are moderate or high risk that can best be treated just by endocrine therapy and maybe just by endocrine and targeted therapy. So she really, I thought the most provocative thing about her talk was that she supported that approach. Well, she really also said that people were in a state of flux about this. Not everybody agreed. It was different from country to country. I thought it was very interesting.
I'm curious, in your own practice in a non-protocol setting, how you factor in receptor status when you make decisions about chemo.
Well, I think we tend to be more on the U.S. track in Canada. Certainly if a patient's pretty low risk or even intermediate risk and they have very high ER and PR, I would see the endocrine therapy as being the core therapy and the adding of chemotherapy to be a plus or minus. And so maybe even just that turn of mind is a bit different. But we tend to add in chemotherapy in older or younger women if they're willing, if they're even intermediate, and certainly if they're high risk, even though they're endocrine responsive.